Thank you, Madam President. International cooperation and assistance is a crucial aspect of the Convention on Cluster Munition that enable the progress needed toward our ultimate goal of putting an end to the civilian suffering caused by cluster munition. Article 6 of the Convention reminds of the right of each affected state party to seek and receive assistance and the obligation of states in position to do so to provide technical, material, and financial assistance. Without this cooperation and assistance, we will not have seen the success of the Convention to date, such as a total of 9 state parties now having met their clearance obligation or the destruction of all the cluster munitions stockpiled in state parties. These are indeed success to be celebrated as the result of state parties working together and providing the relevant support and assistance. However, it remains crucial that state parties continue to find new ways to support the timely implementation of treaty obligation by all. The cluster munition monitor records that while some state parties, particularly Lao PDR, made significant progress in the clearance of cluster munition remnants during 2023, in a few other state parties, there was little or no progress, often due to lack of funding. The Lausanne Action Plan notes that sustained efforts are required to ensure state parties complete the clearance obligation as soon as possible by monitor data shows only a couple of state parties are currently on target to meet their obligation. However, with increased financial, technical, and material assistance targeted to those who need it, we could see significant progress in several state parties. Afghanistan, Chad, Germany, Lebanon, Mauritania, and Somalia could all potentially complete clearance before the fourth review conference in 2031. Another area that needs attention is funding and support for victim assistance, which for many years has remained low as proportion of overall 9 action funding. We urge state parties to allocate more dedicated funds to assist victims of cluster munition in all regions and countries where there is a need. Successful cooperation and assistance must be informed by the elaboration of clear mine action plan affected country with regular updates provided on progress and challenges. Donor states must also consider how they can coordinate funding to ensure that the need of all affected states are met in line with the treaty obligation. All parties must strengthen cooperation and discussion through country coalition or taking advantage of meetings such as this to share information. With growing instability and conflict around the globe, the commitment of state parties to the Convention on Cluster Munition grows ever more important. Meeting obligation under Article 6 is not only an investment in the future of the individuals and communities affected by cluster munition, but it is also an investment in the Convention, demonstrating our clear aim to eradicate these insidious weapons that have no place in modern warfare and to put an end to the civilian suffering they cause. Thank you.